And like I say, we're glad to be back at the Lord's house this morning. Glad to see each and every one of you that's here today. Just ask, pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that and feel the Lord laid on our hearts. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some this morning out of 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Very familiar scripture going to read to you this morning. You're going to have to pray. I don't know altogether which way we going. You'd think you'd be able to pick an easy one on Mother's Day. And I guess if I was picking, I'd have picked me an easy one. Anyway. We're going to start with the first verse. 2 Timothy, first chapter, start with the first verse. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed us, refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. So now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a little bit stammering. The first chapter of 2 Timothy, knowing that Paul in the second chapter, well, in the 2 Timothy, Paul was getting Timothy prepared for his departure, for Paul's departure. And Paul was fixing to leave and not be around, and he wanted to charge Timothy with some things and leave him with some things that he might leave unto the people. Now, there's some things. You just bear with us a minute. I don't know altogether. I told you I didn't know altogether what we're going to preach on. Got a starting place, I guess, this morning, but we got a couple of things in this scripture that maybe we'll stay around, and if we can't, then we'll just preach you what we can. So you just bear with us. You might say, "Preacher, I don't understand that." Well, I'm going to have to get some clarity and going to have to get a little direction seemingly this morning before we can just go on. But I've enjoyed the service. I really have. I've thoroughly enjoyed the service. And you may not understand, but there's times that you get things and you just have to wait on the Lord. That you most certainly do. Just have to wait that and stay and hang around that you know, and that the Lord might come on the scene. Now, there's not anything in this scripture that you probably don't know and probably hadn't heard preached on, no doubt, many a time. But I'll start this morning talking about that of Timothy just a little bit. Paul had a great relationship, I guess is the word, with Timothy. He most certainly did. And he starts out calling him his son. He is his son of the faith and his son of mercies, what he made mention of. And brethren, and he's talked to Timothy, my friend, and he said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Talking to Timothy, he said, that is in thee. He said, which was first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and that is in thee also. Now I want you to think for just a minute. I begin to think about how blessed it was for Timothy to have a mother and a grandmother, my friend, that had the faith. Amen. They's something, my friend, and I'll say this, and brethren, you might have grandchildren and you might have children that is not going right and not doing right and not living right,
But thank God, if you've done right, that brethren, they'll not escape that. They never will. They never will. There was no guarantee, my friend, that Timothy would have had the faith that his mother and his grandmother had. But thank God he did. The Bible says here that Paul knew that. Paul remembered those things, and he said, not that it's just in you, but brethren, it's been handed down from the grandmother to the mother, my friend, to you today. Brethren, it's a blessing to know. It's a blessing to look back and to say, my friend, that my grandmother had the faith. It is. That my mother had the faith. It ain't everybody. No, it's not. I know that there's children today that don't have much of a mother, and there's children that don't have much of a grandmother either. No, sir. You look around today, my friend, it ain't just young folks that don't pay attention to God. There's a lot of old heads. And my friend, that ain't never had nothing for God in their life. No, sir. Brethren, it takes something. Brethren, more than this world can give. Yes, it does. We know. We talk most of the time. We say, and we try, my friend, to get folks to the place to where they can be saved, because it's important. Brethren, it's important that they have a good, thank God, foundation of faith this morning. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brethren, they ain't nothing like a good old grandma. Yes, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, they can't take the place of the mother. They sure can't, but I'll tell you one thing. They're precious. They're precious, my friend. Yes, they are. And brethren, if you ain't got one, thank God, you ought to appreciate the time you did have them. They've been some things handed down. Yes, they have. Donnie talking this morning. Brethren, I tell you, Donnie, first time I come here, she won't mind me saying this, Donnie didn't attend Mountain View Baptist Church. No, she didn't. She didn't attend. But thank God her mother did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. They wasn't a time. Donnie, not a time. You know this. They wasn't a time. She didn't get up and said, pray for my children. Yes, sir. I wonder sometime now. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong this morning, but we'll ask for prayer requests, and it's about the quietest place I've ever seen. You know that? About the quietest place. You say, preacher, you going to get on to us on Mother's Day? I'll be honest with you. They ought to be a mother. Brother, they ought to be a grandmother. Cry out. Say, pray for my children. They need help. They need help. Don't you know that? They need help. Do you know why, Sister Art? My friend, why is Arlene, why she give prayer to the church? You know why she asked the church? Brother, the church, thank God, was a mother. Brother, that she knew they had power. There's power in prayer. Yes, sir, there's power. I might get down to that here in a minute, but brethren, there's power. I tell you, the old days, my friend, the old-fashioned days ain't gone. No, sir, the old-fashioned God ain't gone. The old-fashioned Spirit! spirit ain't gone. Brother, but the old fashioned desire and want to seems to be gone. Think about it. Preachers, they didn't know no better. Well, you might already get to a place you don't know no better. The truth. Absolutely. Brethren, they'd plant their crops, my friend. And I'll tell you, they depended on the Lord. They did. They depended on Him. Brethren, that was their livelihood. That was what put, brother, clothes on your back. Yes, sir. When they went to meeting, my friend, they knew what it was to go to meeting. A lot of times walked, rode in wagons. Yes, sir. I'm not going all about you. Say, preacher, that don't do me a bit of good. Well, I'll tell you something. You need some of what they had. Yes, you do. You need some of what they had. They some things. Thank God I'm glad I don't live in that time. Ain't you? Yes, sir. I'm glad I, thank God, don't have to walk. That's my friend everywhere I go. I'm thankful for that. But I'll tell you, thank God we need that spiritual help that they had. Thank God. Yes, we do. Timothy, I appreciate the unfeigned faith of which you have, which was first in thy grandmother Lois, and also in thy mother Eunice. Yes, sir. Brethren, you better believe that Paul knowed that they had it. Yes, sir. A lot of our grandmothers and our granddaddies are gone. A lot of our mothers and our fathers are gone. Yes, sir. We can't call them back. We can't expect them to keep things going, brethren, like they did. We're going to have to take all the rain. Yes, sir. Preacher, you mad at us? Not a bit. Not a bit. It is Mother's Day. I'm glad. I'm glad of the mothers. I'm going to say this. And some of you young'uns need to take hold of it, my friend. There ain't nothing wrong, my friend, with being religious. No, sir. There ain't nothing wrong, thank God, with being saved. No, sir, there ain't nothing wrong, my friend, when you get around the stove, thank God, get to cooking, and tears begin to flow. Glory to God, them things won't hurt you. I'm going to tell you, Mama and Daddy, your children need to see you cry sometimes. Oh, preacher, it's a sense of weakness. It's according to who got a hold of you. Woo! Woo! Glory! My friend, let the Spirit of God get a hold of you. Thank God, let the tears flow. Yes, sir. I'm my own man. I can handle it. I got it. Y'all ever heard any of that? Huh? I got it. I got this. I got it. We're living in that time. I got it. I don't know what they got. Huh? I'll just be honest with you. I actually don't know what, brother, they're holding on to. Brother, it will not last for them. Preacher, first time some of them been here, they won't come back. Thank God they'll come back with a knowing. Yes, sirree. They'll come back, my friend, with a knowing. Glory to God. God, that the Spirit of God just liable to get a hold of them. It's what you need. It's what you need, thank God. I'm going to take my time. There's some things, brethren, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you, church. I don't know. I don't have this thing figured out. No, sir, nor have I even tried to figure it out. You know what I normally ask for? When we come to meeting, way before we get to meeting, you know what I ask for? I ask for the Lord to give me what you need. Yes, sir. What you need. Yeah. What you need. And you can take the Word of God, my friend, and I'll guarantee you, Moses did not know what the children of Israel needed. No, he didn't. But brethren, God did. And I want you to know that God talked to Moses, and Moses gave them what God gave him. Yes, sir. And brethren, that God gave Moses was required at the hand of the people. Everything. Preacher, we want one of them shouting messages. Thank God. Shout's already been here. Do you know that? It's already been here. Some people done missed the opportunity to shout. Glory to God! You ain't gonna get a hold of it just when you want to. No, sir. Don't hold it back, thank God. And when the Lord gives it to you, just let her go. Let her go. Yeah, I'm talking to you young folks. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, I don't want no spirit. I don't want to be shouting out in the midst of a congregation like this. Why not? Why not? I'll tell you, if you get to it, you get to the place you can't help it, thank God, you won't worry too much about it. No, you won't. You won't worry too much about it. Brethren, there's some things that's been in mothers and grandmothers that the children need to lay hold of. Yes, sir. And there's some things, I'll just say it, in this day and hour which we live in, that you need to leave alone. You say, preacher, they're my mother, they're my grandmother. Yes, sir, but I believe God give you enough sense to know what, my friend, what's right and what's not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. My friend, I'll tell you, there's nothing. I'll say it again. My friend, there's nothing like a good old grandmother this morning. I got in trouble. I don't know how old I was. Dad had built a house. I was fairly young. We had no water. Had no running water. And he had a pipe. Granddaddy told him, said, you run the line, said, you can run off my well. And he had run a line, and he hadn't got it put in the ground yet. And we had a little old wood pile down there. And if he ever told me anything, he told me, he said, now, son, don't go down there and get that axe. Start chopping around on that wood. He said, You'll cut that line. That probably didn't mean a whole lot to me. I didn't realize how precious that line was. Huh? How precious that line was. Anyway, I got out there and I got to chopping around on that wood. Next thing you know, I hit that line. Water went everywhere. Yes, sir. Now, I didn't run in the house. My grandmother lived right down below us, sir. I run in her house. Didn't say a word, went as far as I could go in that house, and I got behind some old curtains. Yes, sir, long curtains. I thought I was hid. Yes, sir. I didn't tell nobody, my friend, what was going on. I said all that to say this. My grandmother take care of me. You know that? She'd take care of me. Yes, sir, I felt comfortable going to my grandmother. I felt comfortable. Next thing I know, that screen door opened. Daddy said, "Where is he at? Where is he at?" I know they ever got a hold of me, I'd had it. He told me I don't know how many times. The point is, my friend, that I had a grandmother that I trusted. I trusted. She said, "I don't know." I heard her. She said, "I don't know. He went through the house. He went through the house, and here he comes." But she didn't tell on me because she didn't know where I was at. I didn't say a word. There's things, my friend, that are between a child and a grandmother. Did you know that? There are. There's things, my friend, that a child tell a grandmother that will not tell their own mother. Will not. There's some things, my friend, about a grandmother, thank God, that don't come with a mother. Glory to God! It comes with experience, my friend. Yes, it does. We've had both our daughters to tell us, y'all wouldn't let us get away with that. Talking about their children. Yeah, but they're our grandchildren. Huh? They're not ours, they're yours. You shouldn't be letting them get away with it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, "Preacher, it don't work that way." It does work that way. Yes, it does. Like it or not. You say, "Preacher, you just let your grandkids go wild?" Not a bit. Not a bit. But I'll tell you something, my friend, they're grand. There's a reason they call them grandchildren. Yes, sir. You get into them great grandchildren, you really had something. Yes, you have. Yes, sir. You say, "Preacher, none of that has anything to do with anything." Ain't it Mother's Day? Isn't it Mother's Day? How many of you mothers like to hear from your children? Ain't a one in the house that wouldn't. How many of you grandmothers like to hear from your children? Huh? And your grandchildren. Yes, sir. You don't want anybody to miss it. Now, do you? You don't want anybody, my friend, to miss the day. Brethren, I want you to know that Timothy had a mother and a grandmother, my friend, that had the faith. They most certainly did. They had the faith. Thank God, and that ain't all. Timothy had it. Timothy, thank God, had it. There's some things, brethren, I don't understand, my friend, altogether, everything that God does. I don't understand how He does it. But I can tell you this morning, brethren, God can squeeze your heart. Glory to God, I don't care how cold you are. Brethren, God can squeeze your heart with a good praying mother or a grandmother. He can do it. He can do it. My mother ain't been gone too long. I miss her. My dad's been gone too long. I miss him. Now I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I still remember and recall them good old days. Yes, I do. Them good old days. Where's your faith? Where's your trust? Where's your love? I'm not telling you this morning, brethren, that you're just because your mother and your grandmother, my friends, got the faith that you're going to have it. It don't work automatically. You know why? You know why Paul was so happy? You know why he was so happy? He said, Timothy, you've got it. Yes, sir. He said, your mother had it. Your grandmother had it. He said, you, woo, you've got it. Glory to God, they ain't nothing does a mother any better. Then the Noor children, thank God, got it. We had three saved down at Stoners. I believe I told you. One night had a brother and a sister saved. It's rare. Rare. But I'm going to tell you something. Do you know who rejoiced? Do you know who rejoiced? The mother church. Yes, sir. The mother church. Thank God she got happy. Huh? Mama got happy. There's some things, brethren, that goes on around the house of God that people just think, well, that's not mine. I tell you what, you're a mother if you're a part of the church. You're a mother. It makes no difference whose child it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doesn't make no difference this morning. Brethren, I want you to realize that there was something in Grandmother Lois and in Mother Eunice, thank God, that Timothy knowed about. I believe he knowed about it. I don't believe it was hid. Brethren, for Paul to have known that, my friend, they had to be some exercise. They had to be some things that had been put in place for Paul to know about Timothy's mother and grandmother. I told you the other day, I've had the privilege of burying some grandmothers, some granddaddies. I have. Now I'm going to tell you, I didn't know but about that much about them. And I appreciate what I know. I mean appreciate. Loved it. Yes, sir. Love will hide or cover a multitude of sins. You know that? A mother, my friend, sometimes a mother gets a disturbed. And sometimes, just naturally speaking, my friend, a mother wishes that her child or her children would straighten up. Yeah. She's got that desire that they might straighten up. But I'll promise you one thing, if they're true mothers, they never forget that it's their child. Their child. The scripture teaches us, my friend, that a mother might. It asks the question, could a mother forget her suckling child? Could a mother forget her suckling child? And the scripture says, in other words, they may. They may, but the Lord said, I'll never forget you. I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. It's strange. This is a strange message to me. It most certainly is. Now, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. There's not anything in this world that'll take the place of a mother. Not anything. Not anything. Do you hear me? Not anything. There's folks, my friend, that's looked for their birth mother. Never was around them their whole life. And they got up and got a little age on them and they wanted to know who they was. Wanted to know. For different reasons. Some of them wanted to know to bring revenge upon them. And some of them wanted to know and just want to know why. But you know, most of all, they wanted a mother that they could relate to being birthed by. There's something about a mother that births a child. Things happen during a 9-month period, my friend, that never leaves that child. Do you know that?
Oh, preacher, you've lost your mind. Not so. Not so. You think about it. You study it over. Find out. I'm telling you the truth. But the most important thing this morning, the most important thing this morning is that to get a hold of the faith that your mother had and that your grandmother had, and thank God, just live for the Lord. Because you'll never do any better than living for God. That's going to be the message this morning. We're going to ask them to get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart. Don't know what you stood in need of. And I really don't. And I can't explain this morning altogether why this message has come like it has, but it has come. And I'm not one. I'll just be honest with you. I'm not one. I'm not going to fight against the Lord. It is what it is this morning. I'll give you what I got. I could probably muster up something else here and there and wherever else, but just don't feel it be necessary. So we're going to turn the service over to you here in just a minute. But we're going to ask you to stand to your feet, if you would.